Welcome to the James Mellon Podcast. I am Dr. James Mellon, and I am here to help you live your greatest life ever by living life to the fullest. What you're about to hear is one of my Sunday talks from our Celebrations of Love. I hope you enjoy it.
I have a question for you. What is your level of risk in your life? Just think about it. These questions are going to be for you just to think about. What level of risk are you comfortable with in your life? I'm looking at you, Doug, and I'm like, lawyers don't really like the word risk, do they? So what's your level of risk? Like, what are you comfortable with? How much risk is in your life? I want you to think about for a minute. I want you to think about all the risks you have taken in your life. Just think about them. What comes up first? What comes up? Like, what's the first risk that comes up that you can think of in your life? Connie? You don't take any risks. You got married for the second time. Maybe the first time was the risk. Second time. How many people have been married more than once? Okay, so you've taken some risks, right? It's always taking a risk when you say yes to someone. I'm gonna commit to being with you. Yeah, okay, that's a good one. What else? Rachel, what's your big risk? You've had a lot of risks. Yeah. Do you know one?
Moving.
Okay, that's my, oh my God, that's my first one. Moving to New York. Yes, that was my first risk. To leave Philadelphia, leave my comfortable home. Well, actually, it wasn't so comfortable, but to leave my family, which were crazy, but to leave that Philadelphia and move to New York. Now, it seems like it's no trip at all, right? Because that's just a commuter train from Philadelphia to New York City was like, you know, an hour and 20 minutes. But for me, as a 19-year-old, I was like, huge. The minute I packed up that bag, took all the clothes out of that middle bedroom in Philadelphia and got on a plane, train and went to New York, that was exciting, not scary. Because at 19, you are not afraid of taking risks. Are you afraid of taking risks?
Not anymore.
No, not anymore. And you're not 19 anymore either. No, she just had her birthday last Sunday, which is why she wasn't here. Oh, and Archie's birthday's today too. So, okay, I moved to New York City. A second risk, big risk I took. I know you all know I'm a Broadway actor. I was starring in 42nd Street, which was a huge blockbuster musical at the time. And I decided after being in it for a year, making more money than I'd ever made in my life, more money than anybody in my family had ever made in their life, a huge weekly salary, I gave my notice. I gave a four week notice and said, I'm not going to renew my contract because I'm going to go do a role in a play that I've been dying to do. So I went from like $5,000 a week to $142 a week at a little regional theater to play a quadriplegic. I went from a tap dancing monkey to a quadriplegic because I wanted the experience. And that was a huge risk because somehow in that whole year of making all that money, I hadn't saved a penny. Don't know what happened, but yeah, I'm much more responsible now with money. When we bought the NoHo Arts Center, that was a huge risk. Kevin and I bought the NoHo Arts Center with no money. None. We had no idea how we were going to pay that very slim mortgage, really, but we had no idea. But there's a time in your life when you just don't contemplate the consequences so much as understand the beautiful adventure it's going to be. And I would just like to suggest or ask you, where are you in that evolution? Have you somehow, over all of these years that you have lived, moved from that risk-taking, adventurous person over here to the comfortable, I'm set with what I have and it's okay? It's just something for you to think about. When Kevin and I bought our house, it was funny. I went to church that day and Dr. Walker gave an amazing lecture as he always does. And I came home. I was walking my friend's dog. I lived in an apartment around the corner from the house I live in now. It was the apartment I lived in as an actor. And I was walking his dog and I was walking in the neighborhood, walking down Bluebell, and there was this house for sale. And I looked at it and something in me was like, this is your house. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's my house. I'm an actor. Kevin's an actor. We're not working. We barely, you know, we're just doing okay. We're sort of surviving. But I took the dog back and went in and looked at the house. And as I'm standing in Bluebell on, in our house, I'm like, oh my God, this is me. This is my house. This is my house. And y'all know the story. Most of you know the story where I just got on a plane, flew back to New York through many different circumstances, bought my New York apartment for like a dollar because they were trying to evict me. And I said, just sell it to me and I'll give it back. You can buy it back. So I sold it for a dollar and I got the exact, almost the same amount, a little bit more for the New York apartment that the house cost. Flew back to LA and paid for the house. That's how we got here. Right? And the whole time we're like, and then we were in the house. And I remember that day, Kevin, when you and I were in the house and it's ours and we're like, ah! And then we went, how are we paying for this? Because this is a mortgage because we didn't put all the money in. We had to do some renovations and stuff. But that was a big adventure. But I was, how old were we then? How old was I then?
96.
I was 96. So it was 1996. So I was like, you know, my 20. Okay. I was 42. But I was younger. I had this adventurous nature. It was like, I want this house. It's mine. I got it. Plus, Dr. Walker had just said to me that day, I will never forget it, what's yours is yours. He said it, standing there on the Wilshire Theater. What is yours is yours. And I went, this is mine. And it ended up being mine. It just unfolded. But I had to have that adventurous nature to make it happen. I had to get on that plane, go to court, get the guy to have to sell me my apartment, then turn around and sell it instantly, which I knew it would, fly back and buy the house. That was my adventurous nature. I've kind of always had that. Same thing with the theater. Even with my first musical that I wrote. You know, when I was in 42nd Street, I started writing a musical because my best friend died of AIDS. And it was the first time I'd ever even heard the word AIDS. And it was the first person any of us knew that died of this because nobody had named it yet, really. We didn't know what it was. So I started writing a musical. And I didn't know how to write a musical. I knew how to star in musicals. I didn't know how to write them. I just did it. So one of the things I'm asking us all to look at today is what's ours to just do without having to question, do I know how to do it? Or is it going to, biggest problem, is it going to prove out to be something that's good? I'm going to wait and see if it's going to be before I do it. There's no way to find that out. You just do. You just go. I have a great quote from Neil Simon. Anybody know who Neil Simon is? Anybody not know who Neil Simon is? Yes, he was a Broadway playwright. If no one ever took risks, Michelangelo would have painted the Sistine floor. Good point, huh? Yeah. And Michelangelo had problems with heights, if you read his autobiography or his biography. But didn't matter. He knew it was his to do. Okay. So here's the title of my talk. What's at risk? And I love, Lori said to me, I decided to use dominoes because of last week's talk and just build from that. So what's at risk? So that's the title of my talk. And the thing about adventure as we go into this month is this. Adventure is not about the past, right? Adventure is not about the past. If you are stuck in the past, if you are even comparing now to then, you are not in an adventurous mode. You are in some other mode, a reflective mode, maybe a contemplative mode. All good. But we cannot live adventure in the past. That's just memories. Memories, right? It's about going back and trying to relive who we were. You know you can never relive who you were, right? You can never relive who you were. It's funny, West Side Story has this chat room, and they're always chatting all every day. And a link came up of the dance at the gym, a video that someone took from the audience of dance at the gym. I've never seen myself in the dance at the gym. I've never seen that dancing from me. And so I'm watching it, and and Riff is up there, and he starts the big dance, and I'm like, was I sick that day? And I'm looking at myself going, oh my God, are you marking? Are you like tired? I'm watching. And then all of a sudden I realized that the one video out there is of my understudy. And I just outed him for looking like he was marking. But we dance very differently. He's very differently. He's a really amazingly butch and muscular guy, and I was not. I was butch, but I wasn't muscular. But at the end of it, he does this back hands. The whole time, I'm just dishing myself, looking at the past, going, "I thought I was good. I thought I did that great." And then he does a back handspring, and I went, "I don't do back handsprings," because he looks like me, and it was taken from far away. So going back is always a problem. Trying to relive this. So I want us this month to be standing right where we are, Rachel, no matter what, and be doing this, looking right in front of us, right where we are, and tapping into that adventurous nature and taking it somewhere. We have a whole month. We have an entire month to take this adventurous nature, this energy, and do something with it. How many of you are going to Alaska? There you go. As we hit the end of this month, we're all going to go on an adventure. Now, how many of you have been to Alaska before? All of you. Right. So, I've been to Alaska. How many Alaskas did we do? Like five?
Yeah.
Because I was the minister on the Holland America lines. So, I used to go on all these cruises and be the minister. And truly, Alaska is my favorite trip of all of the... We went to Europe, all the trips. Alaska is my favorite. There's something about those glaciers. And I said to myself yesterday as I was working on this, I was like, you know what, James? You need to go to Alaska for the first time in August. You got to stop being the guy who went to Alaska five times, because you're going to try to revisit where you went. You're going to try to reclaim or remember what you did back then, as if I could. So I'm going to Alaska for the first time. How many of you want to go to Alaska for the first time, though? That's the mindset we need to be in. And that's the mindset I want us in this month. So here's the lyrics. I'd rather live my whole life with a sense of abandon, squeeze every drop out, no matter what happens. Thank you. No matter what happens, not wonder what I had missed. I'd rather risk. Okay. Who has FOMO here? You better have put your hand up, because you're the one that taught me the term. Do you know what FOMO is? Fear of missing out. Oh, now you have it, Stan? Yeah, okay, good. So how many of you have fear of missing out? Yeah, so that's what it is, FOMO, fear of missing out. So you do all these things because you're afraid you're going to miss out on something. Yet often when we have FOMO, FOMO keeps us actually from doing what's ours to do. Because we're so afraid we're going to miss out, we do all this stuff. We become so, you know, pixelated that we're everywhere instead of, no. Here's my adventure. And it may be staying home and climbing, going on a hike when everybody else is going out to the bars. Because you all have those friends, right? All the friends that go to the bars while you're staying home. Wrong crowd. Okay. Not a problem. So, I want to squeeze every drop out. That brings me to something really important, which is this. An adventure is an exciting experience or undertaking that is typically bold and sometimes risky. So if this month is about adventure, then it's not just about same old, same old, same old, same old. It's about what could you do differently? What is in me, even if it's a slight idea that comes to you, do it. Just leave the house and do it, or stay in the house and do it, whatever it is. But I love this, and there's three paragraphs here. An adventure is an exciting experience. How many of you would like more excitement in your life? Is there anybody that doesn't want excitement in their life? Stan, did you just raise your hand? The vice president of our center does not want any more excitement in his life? So we all want, like, we can all say we all want excitement in our life, right? Whatever that is. Now, here's the thing. It doesn't mean we have to go out and go crazy. It just means we have to decide. I want excitement in my life, like the affirmation is. I am ready to live an adventurous life. So you get this month today to set that intention. I expect excitement in my life. And here's the thing. It may be risky, but what's the risk? What happens if you don't risk it? You don't experience it. It's pretty much that simple. And the second paragraph on this was, adventures may be activities with danger, such as traveling, exploring, skydiving, mountain climbing, scuba diving, river rafting, or other extreme sports. Yeah, they may be, but you're discerning. You know, right, Ro? You know what you don't like to do. So it's not about saying, I'm going to make myself do this because it'll be an adventure. No, it'll be torture. It will be something you don't want to do, so you don't do it. That's not the problem. But what do you love to do? And if you don't have an answer to that, that's the exploration you need to really dive into. What do you love to do, and are you willing to do it? This week, we did a reading, a table read of my musical, The Bells Are Swinging. And I've spent a year rewriting this play and really diving into these characters. And one of the things I love doing, I absolutely love doing, is musical theater. I love writing it. I love directing it. I love acting in it. I love musical theater. Is that a surprise to anybody? No, I love musical theater. So sitting at my table, listening to 13 actors read a script that I have just finished, literally pouring my heart and soul into, was so amazing. And the reading went great. And then after the reading, it went even greater because everybody started pointing to things that did work, didn't work for them, where I might want to go. And my head was like exploding, but in a good way, not literally, Eric. Metaphorically, my head was exploding. But all I kept thinking was, I cannot wait to get back to the computer. So I've been back to the computer even since Thursday night at the reading. I have written so much more. I wrote a whole new opening number. I mean, it was just, can you feel the passion coming out of me? The excitement. And that's something I don't give myself often the time to do. So the question then becomes, what's taking its place? What are you filling in there? Next thing, adventures are often undertaken to create psychological arousal or in order to achieve a greater goal, such as the pursuit of knowledge that can only be obtained by such activities. This center, and I really hope you take advantage of what this center is the hub of spiritual expansion, of taking this teaching to another level. The Advanced Consciousness class, which I will start a third one this year, the Advanced Consciousness class gives every one of us the opportunity to expand and to question and to move forward in this teaching. Mental Muscle, I'm about to start the 23rd version of Mental Muscle. That's 16 weeks of literally taking the adventure of a lifetime to go inside, and every time I take it, something new comes up or something else presents itself where I'm like, how did I miss that the last 22 times? So I invite you, and that's what he's talking about here, the adventure of the mind, to be willing, not just to say, yeah, this is what it is, this is what it is. It's not. Nothing is what it is. It is always becoming something new. Always. That's how life works, because we live in a quantum world. So Joe Dispenza says this, most people wait for something outside of them to change how they feel inside. An adventurer, however, goes looking for something to release what's inside. So I'm inviting you to be an adventurer, to give yourself the opportunity to tap into whatever's out there that is in here, that when you embrace it, or when you even fall upon it, it activates, stimulates what's in here. That's the adventure. Which is why what Eric was saying, it's the journey. The journey we take, and what Craig's quote was, it's the journey itself that keeps activating all the stuff inside. And you don't know what that is. You don't. We have to stop telling ourselves, I know what I like, I know what I want, I know everything's exactly the way I want it to be. Is it? Or is it good right now and could be better? It could even be better. In the quantum field, we live in a world of infinite possibilities, so why limit ourselves to what we already know? I know I love musical theater, but you know what else I found myself doing? I found myself in the middle of the reading. I found myself just for a brief moment, it came across my mind what it was going to take to get this, I don't know, $10, $15 million musical to Broadway. And I got this little thing in the pit of my stomach and I was like, oh my God, that's just your way of sabotaging this. That is your way of stopping this. I was like, who cares what it's going to take? Who cares how long it's going to take? Who cares where the money's coming from? The money will come. And who cares if you get to Broadway or not? I do, actually. But if who cares? Because it's the journey to there that's going to matter. Because it's going to come a day when it's done, it's there, and I have to walk away from it because I have the next thing to do. But that journey, that adventure, it's got to be about the adventure. And I think for me, for many, many times in my life, my career, it was less about the adventure, more about the finale, the finish. You know what happens when an actor's thinking about the end of the play when they start the play? They give a really bad performance. You cannot think about what's coming up. I remember when I did Barnum, and the end of the first act was, anybody that saw that at the Noho Arts Center, I had to climb up a ladder and then walk a tightrope while I was singing. And it was really, really, really difficult. I barely could get the correct lyrics out, and I probably didn't most of the time. But as I got to that moment, I finally realized in rehearsal, do not think about that moment ever until it appears, because it would throw my whole performance. Especially as it got closer, and we were in previews, it would get closer, and I'd be like, I'm acting. I'm actually in the moment, sort of, doing what I'm doing. But in my head, I'm like, oh, shit, here comes this climb. And then I just stopped, and I just was like, make it a new... Every night when you get there, just go, oh, and do it again. That's what we have to do with our lives. We have to be willing to not premeditate what we think is going to happen and live in every special, single, infinite moment. The title of my talk today is... The title of my talk, What's the Risk? The real thing I want to ask you is, what's the risk of not living your life? What is the risk of not doing what is yours to do? What is the risk of you staying complacent, comfortable? What's the risk of just being okay with how your life is? When we live in this infinite world of possibility, everything is a choice at every moment. That, to me, is the real risk. Joe Dispenza says, who we are who we practice to be. So my question to you is, you know what my question is, right? What are you practicing to be? What are you practicing to be in your life? Are you willing to pick up the mantle and choose something really exciting, really fun? Mark Nepo says this, there are no wrong turns, only unexpected paths. Isn't that a great quote? There are no wrong turns. So don't be afraid to make a wrong turn. If you make a wrong, my husband will tell you, I rarely follow directions. I don't. And very often, I won't know where I am. But I'm really sure it's where I'm supposed to be. And that I will see something I need to see. And something, you know, we always talk about that wedding that I ended up on a peninsula when the wedding was over here because I took a wrong turn. And I got to the peninsula and the wedding was 10 minutes later and it was going to take 30 minutes to get back. But you know, I would have never seen that peninsula had I not taken that turn. And y'all know that how that ended. I got to the wedding, and it was my cousin, and my whole family was there. And my family was like, he's not a real minister. Why'd you ask him? And I was proving them right. But when I got there, the time I got there caused all of the wedding pictures to be taken as sunset. And all the pictures are spectacular because of the sunset behind us on the ocean. Wouldn't have happened unless I took that turn, of which there are no wrong ones, only unexpected paths. So this quote alone should be cause enough for you to decide today to really take this theme of adventure and make it yours. Be willing to risk a wrong term. And here is my quote. If you're breathing, there are adventures to be had. Right? So the question I have for you is, what'll it be? What are you willing to risk this month? What are you willing to go out on a limb for? What are you willing to really look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm willing to do more, be more, know more, experience more. I am willing to take wrong turns. I'm willing to fail. Do you know how freeing it is to be willing to fail? How many people are willing to fail? Yeah, it's scary though, isn't it sometimes? It's sometimes scary to say, I could fail at this. There is nothing when I opened this church that said it was going to be a success 20 years ago. Churches were dying and getting smaller and smaller. And today, Eric Overholtzer sent me, Dr. Eric, sent me an article this week just on how churches are falling. People aren't going to church anymore. You're all here. You're all here online, which is probably as many people online or more than are in this room. So why is that? Why are we thriving? Why are we still all here? Because you only have to know the truth within you. It's not about everybody else. So you have the possibility, you have the capability, and you have the infinite creative energy of the universe right where you are. Your only job is to unleash it. Your only job is to say yes to it. Your only job is to be willing to step into an adventure as the adventure itself, knowing that all you're there to do is to open your heart, to unpack your heart. Get ready, my soul. I am diving in. That's what this month is about. Are you ready to dive with me?
Yes.
Are you ready to dive with me?
Yes.
Are you ready to dive with me?
Yes.
And so it is.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the James Mellon Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing to the show. That way, you'll be sure to receive every new episode. And if you want to reach out and talk to me, you can always find me at my website, jamesmellon.org. Thanks again, and I will see you next time.